This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. General Tommy Franks, the commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East, has given a generally upbeat assessment of progress in the war so far. He said Iraq's regime is losing control over its troops in the field.
Well, we're in our fifth day of combat operations of Iraqi freedom. Our forces are operating throughout Iraq, on the ground and in the air. United Kingdom and American Marine forces are in the southern oil fields as we speak, protecting Iraqis' future. Our air forces continue to strike regime command and control and military formations virtually all over the country. Our special operations forces from the United Kingdom, the U.S., Australia are conducting direct action and strategic reconnaissance operations across the country. And major land combat formations continue to move as you have seen them move. Progress toward our objectives has been rapid and in some cases dramatic.
U.S. Commanding General Tommy Franks, at least 10 soldiers are reported killed in fighting around the southern town of Nasiriyah, with more wounded and missing. NPR's Steve Inskeep is in Doha, Qatar, where General Franks spoke. Rapid and dramatic progress.
That was General Franks' description today, Bob, and this is the first time General Franks has appeared since yesterday's fighting, which I think may end up by the time all the dead are counted, and of course there is not a final count now, but it may turn out to be the deadliest day of combat that U.S. forces have faced since the last Gulf War in 1991. And General Franks was at pains today to emphasize that despite the fact that a number of U.S. Formations in the rear of their main advance had been attacked over that day, that the U.S. was still moving forward, that it was still making progress. He insisted that he was by no means surprised by the fact that there has been a fair amount of Iraqi resistance, even in southern Iraq, which was seen as very hostile to Saddam Hussein. And U.S. military officials at this briefing, an aide to General Frank specifically, Brigadier General Vince Brooks, also showed a number of photographs of aerial strikes that the United States military has engaged in over the last few days, showing how they've blown up intelligence headquarters, barracks of the Special Security Organization, which is essentially Saddam Hussein's bodyguards. And Franks even insisted that U.S. forces are now inside the city of Nasiriyah, and that is the crossroads town, the location of some bridges over the Euphrates River, and the location of the deadliest fighting from yesterday, Bob.
He acknowledged that a helicopter crew was missing. He didn't provide much in the way of information on U.S. prisoners.
No, in fact, he didn't. He said that he was waiting on the Red Cross to get a better look at them. And that is the way generally that it works. At some point, Red Cross officials get in to interview prisoners of war to make sure that they're being treated well, and they will report back to the world whatever it is that they may find. They may report to the world. They may also report confidentially this information. They don't want to embarrass a government and then lose access to the prisoners. It was interesting, Bob, that the United States also has a couple thousand prisoners, and at one point General Franks was asked, well, how come the Red Cross hasn't had access to them yet? Apparently there's some paperwork that needs to be done, a request that was put in by the Red Cross, and according to the Red Cross anyway, there'd been no response. General Frank said he was surprised by that and insisted that he would be cooperating to provide all the access to the 2,000 or so Iraqi prisoners that have been taken.
And didn't he also say he wanted to get moving on humanitarian aid?
Absolutely, he did. He predicted that in the next several days, the citizens of some southern Iraqi cities would be seeing more food than they had seen in a number of years. And these are two cities that the United States has had a little bit of trouble establishing full control over. The first is Qasr, which is a port city through which U.S. officials are hoping very soon to begin moving that humanitarian aid. But there has been resistance within the city. There's also a number of mines laid in the channels leading up to that city through the waterways. ways, and about half of them have been cleared, but a number of them have not. General Franks was also predicting that people in the city of Basra would be receiving plenty of humanitarian assistance over the coming days, but there is still the problem of arranging the complete surrender of that city. Up to now, the latest information that we've heard is that U.S. officials have not taken the surrender of that city. They've stayed generally away from that area and from other urban areas because they want to avoid urban combat if they can.